Kia ora, I'm Andrew Whiteside, and today my guest is Hadley Puesi, who is a dancer and choreographer. In this interview, we discuss his new show, Maui, that is part of the 2021 Pacific Dance Festival, and also a bit about his youth work. Well, Hadley, really nice to talk to you, and we're going to be talking about your new show called Maui.
Yeah, it's a brand new work. Well, actually, it's not that brand new. We debuted it in 2019, and then we all got rocked with COVID. So now we're bringing it back for 2021, bigger and better than before.
It's incredible. I've talked to so many artists in this year about how COVID just completely wrecked all their plans for last year. It was quite a mess. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty tragic, but it's also made not only our dancers and our cast hungry to get back on stage, but it seems like audiences are hungry to get back in the theatre.
They definitely are, definitely are. So I wanted to get some sense of what the show is about. Obviously, it is dance, but in reading about it, it is the kinds of stories that Māori and Pacific kids are taught in their youth. So just explore that for me. What kinds of stories are you going to be telling?
Yeah, so Maui is a really interesting character because he is so pan-Pacific. The majority of our Pacific Islands have a version of Maui. And so we dive back into the stories that I was taught as a kid about Maui capturing the sun and Maui stealing fire from the underworld. We take those stories and we revisit them and really ask the question, what is the moral behind it? What is the things that we were supposed to pick up at such a young age? And so how we do that is actually going into the characteristics of the person of Maui. So the show is broken up into chapters that breaks down the different attributes that make up Maui. Maui the loved, Maui the resilient, Maui the prophet. And then we use dance, live music, and animation as our tools to tell those stories.
So I guess really that this archetype figure then offers us life lessons in resilience and how to use our culture, whatever that culture is, to have a better life or a better understanding of our lives, yeah?
Yeah, I think we're taught these lessons at such a young age that we actually forget them quite young, you know, and there's reasons why these stories have been passed down for thousands and thousands of years. And for us, it's just revisiting what makes us as Pacific people, Māori, anyone who calls Aotearoa home, what makes us unique from the rest of the world.
And I guess for a country that is initially bicultural, but now becoming increasingly multicultural, it's actually really important for all of us to kind of share these stories, I guess.
100%. New Zealand is a melting pot of ethnicities, and I'm really proud that the Pacific Islands make up a massive portion of that. And so this character of Maui really is a celebration of who we are.
Now, I was looking at, there's a mixture of live music, special effects, but also I'm curious to see you'll be using hip hop and also Pacific and Māori contemporary dance in this. That's quite an interesting mix of different types of dance.
Yeah, I know. So we've our cast are very skilled in hip hop dance. We've got a couple of world champions of the hip hop discipline in our space. And what we've noticed that as we go around the world, it's not the hip hop that makes us stand out, but the flair that we the sauce that we put on top of our hip hop discipline, which is really uniquely Pacific. And so we've thought to dive a little bit extra into that and go into Pacific movement, Kapahaka, Te Ao Māori movement, as well as a lot of contemporary dance elements as well, and just merge them all together, mix them all together to create a storytelling element.
So you've been a choreographer for quite some time, as well as a dancer, obviously. So this must be quite exciting to do this kind of fusion and mixture.
Yeah, I think, maybe about 20 years ago, just under 20 years ago, I was lucky enough to go over and win the world championships over in Las Vegas for hip-hop dancing. And I think I got to that space and thought, well, what's next? Because if this was the apex, if this was the top of the mountain, I've gotten here pretty early. And so it forced me to think, to go and explore other pathways, which sent me down the track of exploring my Pacific identity, my identity in Te Ao Māori, as well as contemporary dance. So it's just so exciting, and it's so good to be able to see the full depth of the world of dance.
I was looking at the Hip Hop International World Championships website this morning, actually, before I was doing the interview with you. And I was seeing the, these various types of dance. So there's popping, locking, breaking, whacking. I had no idea. Probably breaking, maybe break dancing. I have seen, obviously, some of this kind of dance, and I quite like hip-hop music. So, but what when you won the gold, which bit of those were you doing, or were you doing all of them?
Yeah, I think back then, so the team that we created that won the gold medal, we were 8 young men from Kelston, the west side of Auckland, mm-hmm. and kind of didn't really resonate with dance too much. You know, we more resonated with the rugby league field. And so when we did come into the space of dance, it was more the aggressive styles that really caught our eye. There's a style called crumping, obviously breakdancing, popping and locking. All of these styles really caught our eye. And because we grew up doing the haka and we grew up being such, Pacific males, you know, we celebrate aggression. You know, we're able to link into that really well. We were able to bring that flavor into the hip-hop realm, which really stood us apart from everybody else.
I wanted to ask you about when you're creating a work, so when you're choreographing it, obviously there is no dialogue usually in dance. So interpreting a story and then communicating that to an audience without words can be challenging. So what process do you do in order to make sure that even if not every nuance is understood, but still the story is projected to an audience that they'll understand?
Yeah. So, I mean, our creative process is quite almost therapeutic, eh? Because we break down what it is that we want to portray to the audience, and then we dive and embody those things. And so the actual creative process is quite in-depth. And we try, as artists, we try and embody everything first and then try and put ourselves in the space of the audience member. What's really good about Maui is that we bookend every chapter with amazing animation and amazing narration that tells the story before they watch the dance. So it's really easy to follow along.
I was interested in the work you do with Zeal West, where you're a youth worker.
Okay.
Yeah, and so do you find that, because you said dance is therapeutic for you, do you find that, do you bring that into the work you do with youth?
Oh, 100%. Dancing has actually been my main tool for engagement with young people. I've had the absolute honour of being able to mentor thousands of young West Aucklanders over the last 18 years, and dance has been the thing that I've used as that engagement tool, whether it's getting young people to explore movement in general, or getting young people to put a crew together with their local friends, with their group of friends to go into a competition. Dance really is a tool that engages young people into the youth development sector.
And what kind of transformations do you see? Because I'm assuming that usually in these situations, they may come in, they may be pretty shy, they may be from dysfunctional homes. What do you notice? What change do you notice going on with them?
The biggest change is confidence. The biggest change is understanding the way that they walk into a room on the first week and the way that they walk into the room on the 10th week. And there is a noticeable difference. What I really find interesting is the level of confidence and self-awareness of our young Polynesian males. You know, I think we get taught at a young age that humility should be shown by downplaying yourself. And the beauty of dance is that you have to hold yourself in a different way to be able to perform to a certain standard. And so being able to transfer that into real life, you notice that they talk more they talk more confidently, they hold themselves with more confidence. It really is a life-changing cycle. And it's amazing to think that dance is that key that unlocks those gates.
That was Hadley Puesi talking about his work as a choreographer and a youth worker. Just a reminder that you can find more interviews, stories, and plenty of other things on my website, andrewwhiteside.com. While there, you can sign up for my regular newsletters, and I think you'll find them really interesting. I am Andrew Whiteside. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon.